Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy says he can't believe that people waste their time with Pro Football Focus. They're a little nerds that have never played football in their lives and don't know anything.
I think this is kind of a result, if you don't mind responding right away, unless you wanted to say something first, Tony.
No, I'm interested in your reaction.
Not my reaction.
I think he was talking about you.
Really? I don't work for Pro Football Focus, so I don't think he was talking about me.
Talking about us.
No, he was talking about us as a group. I think I don't think he was singling out Jeff Radcliffe specifically.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, you know, his reaction to something like this is, you know, and I talk about it in Benny Riccardi's upcoming ebook too, about how a long time, like in sports, there was like a division between, you know, the players and like even like the scouts, like the old school people and the statistics people. I remember meeting Jose Canseco's book and him saying the same thing, like all these number crunchers, you know, I dared them to show up in the locker room, you know, and talk to me in my face, and none of them ever did. Why would they, though?
Nobody ever, like, I don't know anyone in fantasy that said, you know what, today I want to wake up and fight Jose Canseco. Like, that's never really been anything I don't think anyone wanted to do.
Way the players react to people that watch the game and maybe say something that they don't like. It's a defense mechanism. You never played the game. You know, comes from guys who are, like, on the defense, who are, like, in the NFL, and, like, they view it from a different point. And I don't think, you know, that maybe LeSean McCoy is mature enough to understand this. And talking to Chris Dolman, who played the game, I had this conversation with him. I said, what do you think about guys who say, oh, you never played the game? And he would dismiss that, because some of us may not have the talent to play football, but we have a certain eye for things as observers that the players themselves don't. There's a lot of players that don't try to go into post-football careers, and they fail, you know, as broadcasters or analysts, because they don't see the game the same way from an overhead vantage point like we do. They may have had the talent to play the game the way they do, and I respect that, but just because you don't have the talent to play the game doesn't mean you don't have the talent to analyze the game. And I don't think somebody like LeSean McCoy understands that. He might understand that when he tries for a post-NFL analyst career and gets a different view on it, because there's a lot of players who can't do the analysis, and I respect the ones that do. So I think it's just a defensive reaction. Somebody probably pointed out a metric, and, you know, he got upset about it. But I think it's an immature response and dismissal that he'll probably, like, think about later when he grows up.